sempre música.
Holla, 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 people, amazing people, beautiful people, the amazing audience that is always with.
Yeah, what up, everybody out there. Welcome right here once again on the number one station, the Active FM, with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nev. You know how we kick it every weekend. We are the capital kings of the weekend, as you may say it. Yeah, this is the first introduction of who we are. You get what I'm saying? The capital kings of the weekend. Hey, because hey, you get what I'm saying? We start up your weekend. We start up your weekend. You get what I'm saying? He's already disagreeing without hearing what I have to say.
Yes.
How can we form a successful team?
You are the money kings. Capital. Define capital.
What is capital?
Yeah, what is capital?
It's not always referred to money.
Exactly.
It can refer to equipment that you can start up a business with, machinery in the company. That can be capital. The money that you start up a business with can be capital. Capital can be different things. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
I thought so. Say yo, everybody. So you welcome once again right here. Yeah. Well, we enjoy being with you, you know, each and every single Friday. Because we're excited. Mm. Are you excited?
I'm sleeping.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, oh,
I'm not asking you.
Ah, this guy.
Yo.
This guy. You dropped the mic on your face, man.
It's already dropped. You were too late.
Aye.
Yeah.
I didn't drop it.
So, Mr. Nash, how you doing, man?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm flying to heaven.
Like, generally, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm blessed, in fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be blessed every day. You know, it's a blessing, the fact that I'm actually alive, you know, still walking, talking, true, and everything. So I'm blessed, yeah. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm fantastic. I'm awesome. I'm blessed and highly favored.
As you
can see right here, I'm still alive and kicking, and nothing is shaking me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the spirit, man.
Shaking,
nothing is shaking you, man. Yeah, mm-hmm. And like, I can see you have actually like given them the hint. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, so today we're going to be introducing the topic right now before we get into it. But look, we're talking about the unshakable faith.
Unshakable faith.
That faith that is rooted, you get what I'm saying? That is planted, that is down there.
Yeah.
Its roots are down deep in the ground and it cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That unshakable faith, that's what we're talking about today.
It's eating.
You gotta stay tuned right here on the number one station and hear some more of what we're going to be talking about
regarding
the unshakable faith that we're going to be discussing today with
your
boys DJ Dash and DJ Nev right here on the number one station, the Active FM.
Woohoo!
Yeah, here
where Christ music is
hot music.
Yeah. And for the people who are tuned in, you know, on Saturday, which is tomorrow, we're going to be having Battle
of the DJ.
Yeah, we're gonna be turning up here on another level for Christ with Christ music, and you should come and join us here at 26A Loveday Street in CLB, Johannesburg, Gauteng, South Africa. You can even take a flight in, we don't mind.
Because it's gonna be a turn up for days.
Yep.
So everybody around and internationally,
yes,
if I may say, you are invited.
So yes,
there are no restrictions. You are there to praise God. You get what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. And worldwide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't miss it out.
Yeah.
Come to Battle of the DJs. We're gonna be turning it up. This Saturday, tomorrow. Yeah. We've started your weekend. We're giving you some more and more of what you can expect on this weekend. And don't miss it out, man.
Yeah. So stay tuned in as we're gonna go into an ad break. And music and news, and you're gonna enjoy it, and then we're gonna come back and talk about unshakable
faith.
Unshakable
faith.
Yeah, faith that is unshakable. And I know that's a lot of people, you know, like most of the people want to talk about faith and find out how do you build faith, how is it unshakable and all the stuff. So stay tuned in and you're going to love it.
Some days are hard when I feel pushed too far. My heart falls apart. Oh, but something in me starts. I gotta keep believing there's a reason that I got a second chance at life. Oh, it's one of those days where I gotta just pray. There must be more than what they say, 'cause I'm still here today. So I just pray. Second chance at life. Oh, it's one of those days where I gotta just pray. There must be more than what they say, 'cause I'm still here today. So I just pray. There's more to my life. It's just one of those days. Oh, yeah. I won't worry about tomorrow. Won't worry about today. 'Cause I know there's more. Just pray, there must be more than what they say, 'cause I'm still here today. So I just pray.
Welcome to the Trump Breaking News Network, your daily source for up-to-the-minute Trump news. Join us today and every day. Here's today's news.
This is TBNN.
Trump just gave all Christians the gift of a lifetime. No president has ever done anything like this. By Lindsey Bruce. Donald Trump isn't just fulfilling the promises he made during his campaign, he is crushing them. Trump just announced that he is going to change a rule that had churches around the country living in fear that if they speak out about a political figure, they will be attacked by the government. President Trump will be repealing the Johnson Amendment, which bans public charities, including churches, from campaigning for or against a candidate for elected office. Among those freedoms is the right to worship according to our own beliefs. That is why I will get rid of and totally destroy the Johnson Amendment and allow our representatives of faith to speak freely and without fear of retribution, Trump said. I will do that, remember. This move will give a voice back to churches who have been attacked by left-wing policies and an abusive IRS. Franklin Graham, son of American preacher Billy Graham, was a victim of the Johnson Amendment. Graham faced IRS investigations for his organization's Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He wrote to President Obama in 2013 to complain. I believe that someone in the Obama administration was targeting and attempting to intimidate us, he wrote. This is morally wrong and some would call it un-American. Trump promised during his campaign to give churches their voice back, and that is exactly what he is doing. Thank you, President Trump, and God bless you for this.
That's the news. Join us here every day. Be sure to subscribe and click the bell. See you next time.
Hello, 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 everybody. Today. Yeah, we're back here on the David Nash Show. Yeah, where your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nava, taking it on another level.
Another level. Shifting the dish. Yo.
Yes, shifting the dish. Oh, I still love, you know, I love that J-Activation, man.
Yeah, man.
Still in the mind.
Yeah.
It's too much, man.
It's amazing how people say things and they stick into your head.
Yeah, man.
This saying is of shifting the dish is from one of the pastors, Lucinda Dooley.
Yeah.
And it's been stuck in my brain. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It's planted.
But it shows that your words have power.
Yeah, true that.
Your words have power. And whatever that you do, you got to do it in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure she said it in faith.
Yeah.
You got to shift the dish.
Like, yeah, man.
And then everybody got into it. You get what I'm saying? Man. They didn't want to be separated from this thing. So everybody right there, if you want to communicate with us, you can go on Facebook at ActiveFM777 and go on Twitter at ActiveFM777 and go on Instagram ActiveFM777. That's where you can get us with more information about who we are. We have the Google app, you get what I'm saying?
We have the Google app
and we're streaming mm-hmm. ActiveFM every Saturday live. You know what I'm saying? Live from the Active Church, 26A Loveday Street.
You know
what I'm saying? That's where it's happening.
Amazing stuff. And I loved what Mr. Dave also shared earlier on saying about words, you know. When he spoke about words, your words have power, and it's amazing how faith is connected to your words.
Yes.
Yeah, because faith comes by hearing of the
word of God.
Yeah, which is amazing.
It is amazing indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we are the capital kings of the weekend, you know. I almost lost it, right? So this is the introduction. This is the first intro of who we are. You get what I'm saying?
We
added some spice in the connection of who Desh and Nave are on a Friday, presenting these awesome, amazing shows here on the Active FM, where Christ music, Christ music is hot music. Know everybody how we roll it here. Yeah. You know how we do it. You know how we splash it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't miss out on anything that is happening right here on the number one station, the Active FM, with the boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave.
Yeah. So, Mr. Dave, how would you define faith?
Faith.
Yep.
Faith, as it is said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the evidence of things unseen.
I saw that one coming. Yes?
Faith is the evidence of things unseen. You cannot say, let's say, for instance, right now, we have this mixer in front of us. You get what I'm saying? And we start saying that, I have faith that I will have this mixer. No, that's not faith, because it's there already.
Yep.
But faith is the evidence of things unseen.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you were to say, I have faith that I will have R1 million in my bank account, it's not there yet, but you believing that it's going to be there. So therefore, that's faith. Mm-hmm. Because right now, you're believing for the unseen.
Yeah.
That's your faith right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. And you know, while you were saying that, I was like, yeah, to the people, you haven't seen us. So you have faith right there because you're listening to
that
us.
One day you'll be meeting us.
Yes. And it's going to come true, man.
That faith, man.
Evidence of things unseen. And which is amazing is because of the fact that everything that is in the physical, it was in the spiritual. And we didn't see it. And then, guess what? The time went on. You saw it.
Yeah.
You know, one of those deja vu type of moments where you've never been at a specific place, but when you go there, it's like you've been there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I've had one of those moments. I was like, what?
Yeah.
This particular event, it happened with an event. I was like, yo, I was in this occasion. I'm like, okay, have I been here before?
Yeah.
I kept on asking myself that question. And I'm like, okay, deja vu, like Mr. Ness said that. I don't know whether it's deja vu or what. Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Yeah, that's my new word.
Yes. The Tesha Nave Dictionary.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't write that in the exams.
Deja vu.
Yeah. You know, I once did that. Hey, wrote mixed language.
Whatever. Whoa.
Shortened language. I was like, yo, and I lost marks because of that. It's not good, man. It's true.
You try that.
What you say is what you write.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that, yeah, you speak, but when you have to speak at the right time, you speak properly, like fluently.
Yeah.
Proper English.
You see, even that WhatsApp language, and because now we can't be speaking about Mixit. Mixit is an old thing. Now, when you're speaking about WhatsApp and Facebook, the language that you're using there in Facebook.
Shortcuts.
The shortcuts.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Man. Yeah, you're your.
Yeah. But without wasting any much time, we're going to get into it. The unshakable faith right there. Mr. Nash, when you speak about the unshakable faith, in which ways have you been tested as to how strong or planted or rooted your faith is?
Yeah. Okay. Like with my side, like there's a lot of things that I'm still being tested, but most of the stuff that I've been tested by, you know, and like one of them was last year, you know, like I had to have faith for me to actually end up in matric, you know, in fact not end up but pass and come to matric, because that was like faith there, because the whole of grade 11 I was like focused on church and God, and I was like, school, you know what, I'm not gonna focus on you, put God first and everything. And I had to rely on faith, man.
Yeah,
I had to rely on faith.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, the faith actually, like you said, like we said earlier on, faith is the evidence of things unseen.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw myself in a trick, even though I didn't see the evidence. And guess what? I'm in a trick, man. Finishing my last year.
That's
one of the areas that I've been tested in. Mm-hmm. Now, that's amazing. Like, your faith doesn't only be... You don't get tested with faith in your home or house life and all those stuff, but you also get tested in all areas, including your school life.
Yeah.
That's faith.
Yeah, that's real. Mr. Nash was tested on getting to grade 12 in matric, which is his last year. And, you know, I can testify to the same thing, is that, you know, I didn't get my my final grade 11 report. So now I had to rely on faith as well. So like, okay, did I make it or what? But now I had to pray about it. I had to have faith. I had to say that, you know what, the God that we serve, there's nothing impossible with him, because we serve a living God.
Yeah.
A God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything and everything that we could ever ask for, think or imagine. You get what I'm saying? So I had to rely on God. I had to have faith in him. I had to trust him that he will come through, because when I put him first, which was the same reason, like, you know, I had so much time at church and all that. But when you have faith, you won't blame the church if you didn't do well.
Yeah.
Which means now, if you didn't do well and you were doing the things of God, you were not doing them out of the heart. You were not doing them out of faith. You cannot blame the church for your failure. No, God wants us to prosper. So when you're doing the things of God, you prosper in every area.
Yeah, it's true.
So therefore, Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says it evidently that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what we had to do, rely on faith.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you cannot say that you have faith, but you don't support it with your actions also. So
true.
That we mustn't also forget. Like, yeah, with me also, it's like matric. It didn't mean that, like, my grade 11 year wasn't something where I was like, okay, focusing on God and then I'm not going to study. Obviously, I did study now and then, you know, but I had to add the action in, because God wasn't going to be like, you know what, don't even open that book and then I'll make you pass. Where will you get the knowledge from, you know? So you had to get knowledge also.
Yeah.
So faith also without actions is dead, you know, just like the word says.
It reminds me, from what you just said right now, it reminds me of what Pastor Kevin said a few weeks back, is that, you know what I'm saying, that, let's say, when you have the Spirit of God, when you have the Spirit of God, there is that thing, even when you've studied 30% of the 100% of the work that you should have studied, God will reveal that 30% Those questions will be based on that 30% that you studied.
Yeah.
Because now you have faith in God. You put God first. You're not grieving the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So now, yeah.
Do that.
Actually, on my first paper in the June exams, the exams that we're writing recently, is that it actually happened.
Yeah.
It happened. Everything that I studied, there was, you know, it would have been possible that we had multiple essays in English.
Yeah.
But instead, I had this one essay that appeared, which is the same essay that I studied.
Yeah.
That is the only essay that I studied, and it appeared right there.
Yes.
And so that I was relying on the Holy Spirit. I'm like, Holy Spirit, lead me, direct me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also had the same man. Hey, that same paper, man. Like, yeah. That's like interesting stuff. Me, I didn't study that. I actually remembered everything that happened in class. Like the teacher teaching everything that she said. I remembered everything. Put it on papers. Like, yeah, that's me. Now, yeah, you see, we all have to rely on faith. And I believe most of the people out there can testify on the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I thought this was like a fairy tale or something that just happens, but... You know, some people actually say, I think it's luck. But it's not luck.
It's not luck.
I say faith. God actually has placed all those events.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've had even people who approach me. They're like, ah, this other time I almost got bumped by a car, but it slightly missed me. I was like, that's faith right there and God protecting you.
Mm-hmm. It's
protecting you. So, yeah, to the people there, you know, stay tuned in. We're going to come back and give you more juice. Jesus juice.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to give you more of the Jesus juice. So stay pumped in, stay tuned in and
enjoy
the music, Like Mr. Dave said, enjoy the music with the accent. Enjoy the music. Okay, that doesn't him. So we're going to come back, enjoy the news and the music where Christ music is hot music here on Active FM.
North Korean missiles, U.S. warships deployed to Korean Peninsula. The U.S. military has ordered the Navy strike group to move towards the Korean Peninsula, amid growing concerns about North Korea's missile program. The Carl Vinson strike group comprises an aircraft carrier and other warships. U.S. Pacific Command described the deployment, now heading towards the Western Pacific, as a prudent measure to maintain readiness in the region. President Trump has said the U.S. is prepared to act alone to deal with the nuclear threat from North Korea. The number one threat in the region continues to be North Korea, due to its reckless, irresponsible and destabilizing program of missile tests and pursuit of a nuclear weapons capability, U.S. Pacific Command spokesman Dave Benham said. What is being deployed? The strike group comprises the Nimitz-class aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, two guided missile destroyers and the guided missile cruiser. As well as massive striking power, the carrier group, headed by Admiral Nora Tyson, has the capability to intercept ballistic missiles. It was originally due to make port calls in Australia but instead has been diverted from Singapore to the West Pacific, where it recently conducted exercises with the South Korean Navy. In detail, North Korea's missile program. How advanced is North Korea's nuclear program? What is the context? North Korea's missiles. North Korea has carried out several nuclear tests and experts predict more could be in the offing as it moves closer towards developing a nuclear warhead that could reach the U.S. There have been indications from North Korea that it may test an intercontinental missile, even though it is banned from any tests under UN resolutions, restrictions it has consistently ignored. On Wednesday, it test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile from its eastern port of Sinpo into the Sea of Japan. That test came a month after four ballistic missiles were fired towards the Sea of Japan, moves that provoked a furious reaction by Japan. On its part, North Korea says it is provoked by military exercises between the US and South Korea, which it sees as preparation for an invasion. Syria. North Korea has also been closely watching how U.S. President Donald Trump has been responding in Syria. Early on Friday, the U.S. military launched airstrikes against the Syrian government, in retaliation for a reported chemical attack. North Korea called it an intolerable act of aggression against the sovereign state, and said the strike showed it was justified in bolstering its own defenses. What are the moves behind the scenes? The most recent test, condemned by Japan and South Korea, came on the eve of a visit by China's President Xi Jinping to the U.S. to meet President Trump. The two leaders discussed how to rein in North Korea's nuclear and missile programs as the U.S. steps up the pressure on China, a historic ally of Pyongyang, to help reduce tension. China has, however, been reluctant to isolate its neighbor and ally, fearing its collapse could spawn a refugee crisis and bring the U.S. military to its doorstep. China has long been North Korea's closest diplomatic ally and trading partner, but the relationship has become increasingly strained over Pyongyang's refusal to halt nuclear and missile testing. Mr. Trump said in a recent interview that Washington was ready to act without Beijing's cooperation. If China is not going to solve North Korea, we will. The U.S. Treasury recently slapped sanctions on 11 North Korean business representatives and one company, while U.S. politicians overwhelmingly backed a bill relisting the North as a state sponsor of terror. North Korea responded by warning that it will retaliate if the international community steps up sanctions, saying the U.S. was forcing the situation to the brink of war.
Jesus, you make my life so complete. La, la, la.
Holla, holla, holla,
holla. Holla back, holla back, yeah, yeah. Holla back. Yeah, we're back again, we're back again. We're speaking about the unshakable faith. Unshakable faith, unmovable shake.
Yeah,
unmovable faith. I'm sorry about that. So, you know, faith is like, you know, the unshakable faith is like that tree that is planted. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Planted. No matter how much storms and winds come blowing at it, they will it will never fall down.
Yeah.
That's the kind of faith that we're talking about. It's like that building that has been standing there for 75 years, like our school, Hor School de Fakel.
Yeah, yeah.
Been standing there for more than 75 years. And just because it was the foundation of the school was actually... the foundation of the building, in fact, let me put it that way, because the learners make the school, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So now, the foundation of the building was firm, so therefore it was unshakable. Even though the storms came and the wind blew, it was unshakable,
yeah.
you get what I'm saying? Even though the rain was pouring down from heaven, like, it was unshakable, it couldn't be uprooted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, that kind of faith that can stand in the storm, that kind of faith that can stand even though it's been hit by the circumstances of life, that kind of faith that can still stand, you get what I'm saying? Even though there are so many things that are blowing you apart, that are blowing you left and right and center, back and forth, you get what I'm saying? You still stand. We're speaking about that kind of faith, the unshakable faith. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which is amazing. And guys, you know, it just came to thought, you know, when Mr. Dave said the learners make the school, it didn't mean that, you know, the learners went to fetch the bricks and then they put there on the school. You know, some people might be like, yeah, I'm just inspired, man. You know what? You know, let's get learners to actually build the school. No.
Which is a good thing, though.
Yeah, it is a good thing, yeah. But then think about it, man.
No, I'm not, well, what I just said wasn't referring to
yeah.
Yeah. to say that we build the school.
Yes, yes,
learners
yes.
Learners
yes.
do not build the school, but we
yeah.
make the school.
Yeah, in we other words, we're encouraging you to go to school, because if we're not there, who are the teachers going to teach?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just to elaborate and touch. You know, some places you need to brush there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people get the wrong impression, man. Like, yeah! You know, you get those ones that are like, how do you say the learners make the school? We didn't make the school. The school was built by other people there.
No, you know, when it comes to language,
yes.
when it comes to English, you need to understand it very well in order for you to get the message behind the message.
Yes, mm-hmm. Get the message behind the message. There's a message and there's a message behind that message. Mm-hmm. Gotta understand, man.
Yeah.
There's two messages. That's why there's always two points of views. Even with faith, you know. Yeah. There's your point of view and the Holy Spirit's point of view.
So now my point of view doesn't matter because now it's all about God.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is more accurate, you know, which is amazing, you know. Like what we've been going through where... Pastor Gavin spoke about, you know, you praying for Susan and then you start praying in tongues, yeah. And then the Holy Spirit starts saying that you don't need Susan, he doesn't know what he's talking about, you know, and all this stuff. I was like, okay, that's deep, man.
That's deep.
That's deep. Yeah, you are, you know, praying to God, God, I need Susan. Yeah, please, God, may you bless me with Susan. After Susan, I'm fine. And then the Holy Spirit takes over. God, he doesn't need Susan. He thinks that he needs Susan, but you know what's going to happen when he takes Susan? Hey, World War III in the house. Like, yay, yay.
It don't want World War. Just with inverted commas.
Yes.
I do not know who Pastor Gavin is.
Inverted commas.
I do not know Pastor Gavin.
Okay, guys. Okay, man. Yeah, yes. You know, basically, Pastor Gavin, I'm also going to brush up Mr. Dave's mistake or so, you know. Pastor Gavin is our senior pastor here at the Active Church here in CLB, Johannesburg, Gauteng, South Africa. Yeah, we have a church called the Active Church and Pastor Gavin is our senior pastor.
I'm glad that you got it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even though I was being all metaphoric.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
You still got it right there.
No, man.
That's awesome.
Your mind travels, like finding out, okay, what is this guy talking about? Like I want to know, you know? Yeah, but that's the good thing, you know? Yeah. The Holy Spirit gives you wisdom and insight.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, even though, you get what I'm saying? Obviously, now, there might be people out there who might be asking themselves, how do I build that faith? That faith to actually have faith in everything? Because having faith in something that you do not see, it's not something that is so easy to do.
Yep.
But now, how can we encourage those people out there to say, this is how you can build your faith?
Okay, so should I answer the question?
Yes, it wasn't a rhetorical question.
Ah, this guy. Yeah. Oh, are you rhetorical? No, you're not rhetorical. Yeah. You're my brother, man. Yeah. Brother's not rhetorical, yeah. Okay, so basically, you know, like, we'll go back to the word, you know. Okay, the basic foundation, you know, just like that foundation that you need to build of a house in order for the house to stand. Without the foundation, the house is useless. You can build a whole house, but without the foundation, the house, and, you know, the house can still break down, you know, the wind comes, storms, and the house is gone. So with the foundation, that's what you need. Now, our foundation to our faith is getting planted in the word and reading it and praying to God and fasting. That's how we build our faith. So you read a scripture, you find out what is it saying about you, what's God's command towards you, and what do you need to do out of that scripture. And from that, that's where now you understand that this is what God wants from me.
Yeah.
And how can you actually apply that scripture in your life at this particular moment, in every situation that you're in.
Hmm.
Now that's how you also build your faith. You know, basically, faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And when you read the word, you actually hearing the word and you're getting the word into your heart.
Yeah.
Now, something that's amazing is also faith. You know, in order for you to have faith, you need the word. But now, something that's amazing is the word is not meant for your mind. It's meant for your heart.
Mm.
Because your heart can take you to places where your mind can't be. Mm. You know? So it's amazing. Immediately when you get the word into your heart, that's where you now begin to build your faith. And that's where God sees, okay, this guy is getting into my presence more often. Now let me reveal this to him.
Yeah.
Then bam, your heart is like all jacked up, warmed up with love and joy. And you're like, man, I can't express this. The brain is like, what is going on in this guy's heart? You know? So basically your basic foundation is getting planted into the word and starting to read it, fasting, praying, and communicating to God. You got unlimited airtime, like Mr. Dave says.
Yeah, that is it there from Mr. Nash Rajay. He has spoken, he has said it all. He has said how you can build your faith. And, you know, as he was talking from the beginning, and he actually finally mentioned the verse that I was thinking in my head, that he was saying faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there is no other way you can try to build your faith. You cannot take bricks and start building your faith.
Yep.
You cannot go to the gym and start building your faith. No.
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. There is no other way you can build that faith. That faith that can be unshakable. Because a faith that is unshakable needs to be planted into something that is something that is solid itself.
Yeah.
So the word of God is firm. The word of God is solid. The word of God makes us strong and fit enough.
Yeah.
To carry on. Yeah.
Yeah, which is amazing. It's true. Hey, yeah. That's deep stuff, man. That's deep. Very, very, very deep stuff.
Yeah.
No. And as you are stuff. Yes, the deep. Yeah. Yeah, you can't just stuff. And I was thinking, you know, when you actually mentioned by going to the gym, like, see a person busy lifting up weights. Why are you lifting up those weights? I'm building my faith. Ooh, hit the one faith. Oh, two faith. Okay, so you can't take your faith. Say if you lift 10, you have 10 faiths. Yeah. So how many faith do you need to have? Think about it, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't get your faith up there by the gym and build it and all that.
Jogging.
No, you know, yeah, or jogging. Oh, why are you jogging? I'm building my faith. 2 hour faith. No, you don't do that, man.
Yeah, so everybody, this is where you can catch us. And as we are going to be coming back with the last session, we're going to be giving you the real music, the real deal. But don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get our shows and get the awesome shows from different presenters all the way from Monday to Friday. You're getting the real deal. You get what I'm saying? From the Active FM, where you get also all kinds of music. You get the mode with DJ Aqua, aka Bonega.
Yeah.
You get all those shows right there.
Yeah.
You get Miss V right there. You get you get a lot of people right there, a lot of presenters, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah, don't miss on a whole lot of shows, and don't miss out on Pastor Gavin. Pastor Gavin actually has a show as well there.
Yeah.
He has all the sermons there. He will be preaching the powerful word of God.
Yeah.
Everybody, listen up to the music.
Amore.
Yeah. Peter Piper picked a pepper, Eve picked an apple, and we had a problem. Had a problem child named Lucy, always up to trouble, saying, now I got him. Now I got him in a trap, they disobey the father. Got him in a trap, they do just what they want. Got him in a trap, they selling death to each other in a trap. Getting schooled in the garden till we asked the teacher, who are you to teach me? Dropped out of college in the letter, heartbreak, and now we look like Easy. Cindy deadly like a queen bee. She working for Lucifer. I gotta get Lucifer. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm swinging my one hand, and I'm swinging my other hand. I'm doing the running man, oh. Lucy had a daughter by the name of Cindy. Cindy is a real problem, real. Problem is she be looking so good, we let her pull us to the bottom. To the bottoms up, but she'll leave you with the bill. Bottoms up, careful, she will slip a pill. Bottoms up, cause it's upside down the way we love her, but she shoot to kill. Block her. Man down, look what's trending on my mama, Hashtags, I can't take no more drama, drama. Look, Cindy is the real reason for the... Hold up, here she comes.
Wait, where'd he go? Over there.
I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm swinging my one hand, and I'm swinging my other hand. And I'm doing the running man.
Running like I'm up in the Olympics, running for my country. Ain't from Russia, but the way I've been rushing. If I crash, I sustain a concussion. Look, Will Smith couldn't do a fresher. Who's a new successor? I'm the new contender. You don't know me, this the first time you're meeting Drew the Greater. That was Drew the Lesser. They so hedonistic, they pursue the pleasure. He enlisted me to do it better. I don't read statistics, they be too depressing. Never realistic, I knew better. Bet I'd be a better man if I was more of a humble man. Cindy feeds my pride like no other can. When I see her, I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm doing the running man, oh yeah. I'm swinging my one hand, and I'm swinging my other hand, and I'm doing the running man, oh yeah.
Hello and welcome back, people. My name is Reza Afshar. This is Chris Bridgen. What is going on in Colombia, people? We have some pretty dramatic footage for you. But before we show you the footage, we want to show you what again has happened these last few weeks. So let's go to the clip. We have had calamities in, take a look, Italy, Pakistan, Peru, and Malaysia. And it goes on, people. Look, Philippines, in Texas, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. And it still goes on, people. Look, Indonesia, Thailand, and South Africa. Guys, this has happened just in January. I am not messing with you. This is really serious, people, and it goes on. In February, look, in Kentfield, in America, New Orleans, and Indonesia. Okay, people, again, we have so much footage. We're having to do a series. So let's first go to what has happened in Colombia.
Se está al otro lado, está al otro lado. Tu papá está al otro lado. Deja eso ahí.
Pero a ver, lo vienen y lo mandan, ¿listo?
Oye, esa que me descarga y no va a haber luz.
No, a mí ya se me descargó también. El carro un Twingo.
Ahí quedó. No, se viene para acá. Mira, ahí viene otro taxi. No, me da miedo, es que tumben esto y empiezan a jalar esto y no. Entonces me da miedo. Lo bueno es que ya quitaron la luz.
¿Qué carro vino para acá?
Uy, Tommy.
Okay, people, like we've been saying, we've got a lot of footage, so we're going to do this into a 3 or 4 part series. But really, we are telling you straight. These are warning signs from God. And we will be giving you more scripture, we'll be giving you more scientific data, and we'll be giving you more video evidence in these next two videos. But come on, people, come on. Really need some of you to start waking up. And really, you know, we can be moping around a lot, but I really need you to strengthen and straighten your back and just, I don't know, it's just really my spirit days. Just shake some people, Chris.
Wake up, basically. Well, the scripture, isn't it? Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
Yeah.
It's wake up. You know, give yourself a spiritual slap and wake up from that slumber of just, you know, living in this world and not coming to God.
Yeah.
Because that's where life, that's when your life starts, when you come to God. Mm. Not now.
Make, you know, make a decision to turn to him, to get that strength.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We, it's like making a decision to go to the gym or to go on a diet or to, you know, you have to make a decision, don't you? Sometimes it takes something to sort your head out or to slap yourself to do something.
Say, right, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do this.
This is it. I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Even get back into the word. Yeah. You know, we have put up a live stream, 24/7 live stream, for people that need to maybe slap themselves and get back into the Word of God. We've kind of done the hard work for you. Just listen. Turn it on and listen. If you want to get back into the Word of God, do that. But really, we really need you to come to the Lord Jesus right now and ask him to restore you. Mm. So do that, people. Stop delaying. Stop messing around. You know, things are getting serious and we need as much help as we can get, really, to tell the people about the Lord Jesus, really.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, okay, people. We have part two coming up very, very soon. But in the meantime, Chris put up a brilliant video a few days ago that you need to check out if you haven't seen it. It was about Christian persecution.
The persecution, yeah. Shocking video, really. I mean, to be honest, when I was doing the video, I thought I'd do 2 months' worth of headlines, but I could only get 1 month in because there was just so much going on. It's horrendous, guys. It's horrendous. You've got to watch that.
Confirms scripture and it kind of really brings the scriptures to life and just shows you what's happening right now. But it's easy. It's not. It's easy to watch. It's easy. You can watch it, can't you? It's not gruesome.
Yeah, we're going through the headlines quite quickly. It's just giving you an overview of what's going on. You know, there's not like gruesome footage or we're not going in depth into what's happened. It's just giving you an overview of what's going on in the world and show you how bad things are and what the word the Lord Jesus said is coming to pass. So please do take a look.
Have a look at that one. So guys, we really need your support. We need your prayers. We need your encouragement. And also put your comments down. Let us know how you are. Just put some comments down and we'll read them and get back to you. Okay, great. And just to finish, we want to show you these two images. Push the bell button and that will alert you to our videos. So, okay, we'll leave it there and we'll see you soon.
Holla, 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 everybody. We're back here with the last sessions. That's the bad news. Of the day,
evening,
yes. Yeah, man, you can't miss
bring
that
your
one.
Horn, mother.
Yes, yes,
with
yes.
Back,
Mr. Bones horn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know that.
So, what you doing out there, people? This is our last session of the unshakable faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Mr. Dave, you know, just faith, you know, like. I wanted you to give the people the background of the type of faith that we're actually talking about, you know, because, you know, you also get different types of faith there. I was shocked when I actually saw all of these passages with the scriptures and all those stuff. I was like, what? You can have such faith? Because you get your demonic faith, you get human faith, and then you get the God faith, you know?
Yeah.
So there's like different types of faith there. So like, what faith are we really talking about?
So the kind of faith that we're talking about the faith in God.
Yeah.
Because its foundation, its establishment, its origin is that from the Word of God.
Yeah.
So the kind of faith that we're talking about is that faith in God.
Yeah.
We're having faith in God. We're having faith in the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Why? Because we are united with His Son, who is Jesus Christ. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, that kind of faith that we're talking about is the faith in God.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the faith in demons and all that. No. Look, when you're having faith in something, you actually examine, mm-hmm. what am I having faith for?
Yeah.
What am I having faith for?
Yep.
Because those are the kind of things that you should consider as well. Why mm-hmm. am I having this kind of faith towards this kind of person or towards this kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah, true that, which is amazing. Like, it's actually amazing because, you know, for some people who are inside there, like, well, what are you talking about? Like, different types of faith. You know, if you look at the just background, if you look at the human faith, you know, it's basically the faith that we all have. For example, let's take an example. You get a scenario of someone who marries someone else, and guess what? They didn't consult God. Then guess what? They got World War III in their house. World War III. Why? Because they made a decision based on the faith that they had. They didn't involve, you know, they didn't involve God. They didn't involve God in any of their decisions. Then you get the demonic faith, faith in evil things. So you wanna just do evil deeds and your faith is in those evil deeds. And that's not the type of faith that God has. It's not the faith from God. And the God faith is the one that is, like Mr. Dave said, you know, it's actually the main origin is the word. That's where it comes from. And that's the faith that God wants us to have. The faith that the Holy Spirit wants us to have. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is also a person. So he needs you to have faith. Faith that can move mountains. That's why Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, oh my gosh, you can say, mountain, throw yourself into the sea. And guess what?
You will do that.
You see legs coming out of that mountain. You're like, what? I didn't know you have legs, man. Yeah, you're freaking me out here, man. But that's the type of faith that we're talking about. The God faith.
Yeah.
Not the human faith.
You know, you've heard of those people who are trying to please a person that they're in a relationship with and say, I got faith in you. I'm like, really? You really got faith in me? How much faith do you have in me?
Yeah.
What am I going to do for you? What if I break that promise or you get disappointed in that faith that you have in me?
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah, you see, that's another thing. Like, that type of faith actually doesn't move mountains. Let me put it that way. It moves. In fact, it's like you saying, okay, I see corruption coming my way. You know, it actually goes back to what you confess. You know, it's funny how what the words, in fact, words have power. Like, if you look at Genesis, God created everything with words. Everything was created through the word. So the word has power. And basically, you look at your words, like if you have to wake up in the morning and say, yo, you look ugly. What is ugliness gonna say? I hear someone calling my name, man. Let me go visit that person, you know? And the words, in fact, the words that you actually also speak, they come out of the heart. Yeah. And the heart is a reflection of the type of faith that you have also. Because if you have the God faith, every word that comes out of your mouth will be to glorify God.
It's true then.
It will be to uplift others. It won't be to crush them or, I want to see this person fail, things like that. No. It's going to be the right type of faith. Yeah. Prospering, you know, and all the stuff. In fact, helping people. Speaking the word. That's amazing. If you love people, you'll tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
And your faith. You know, also faith, you know, it's also based on those type of situations where God comes and says, go speak to that person about Jesus. And you're like, sir, me, God.
Are you going to change?
I think you're knocking at the wrong door, man. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong girl. You meant to go to pastor that side next door. No, man. But right there, he's saying, you, go. Faith. Your faith can actually move that person's life.
Yeah.
Your faith can change that person's life. I mean, looking at it, if you look at the story of the guy that was that couldn't walk, the four guys that took the guy to Jesus, they had faith that that guy was going to get healed. And what happened? He got healed. Why? Because of the four guys' faith. Because of their faith.
So your faith can actually help the people around you. Your faith can help your family members. Your faith can help your friends at school, at work, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Your faith can help the people around you.
Yeah.
So that kind, it takes faith to actually go to a stranger and start telling them about Jesus because you do not know how they're going to react.
Yeah.
So it takes you to have faith to actually go to that person and be like, you know what? Jesus loves you.
Yeah, man. You start testifying there. You start telling them about what God has done for you.
Yeah.
Because you might never know. Maybe you get that person who asked you.
Yeah.
Who said, I want to know.
Yeah. Yo. Or you get someone who's not even a atheist, you know. Atheist is better, you know. This one is always against me, you know.
Mm.
Now, next thing, you get a Satanist. Go tell that person they want to kill you. Hey! Like, yo, Jesus loves you. They're like, yes, you need to get this guy. He doesn't need to go and tell people about Jesus. We need to make sure we terminate him now. Hey, you don't want to be in this situation.
Yeah.
You never know who you actually going to approach. I mean, like, I had an incident where I went to a guy and I was telling him about Jesus, and his response was, Jesus Christ is a demon. I'm like, what?
What?
How do you say that? Like, what?
Like, how do you
prove Hallelujah. That? Hey.
Yeah.
This guy, he was like on another level. But those are the type of people that you actually get while you have faith in God and want to, you want to do everything to glorify him.
Yeah.
Get those type of people.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is what we have today for you people out there. This, we've been talking about the unshakable faith. Don't forget to go to our Twitter handles, to our Facebook and Instagram handle there, and communicate with us, speak to us, conversate with us.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And also go to www.activefm.co.za and don't forget to get the awesome shorts that will keep your body moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Body moving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't miss it out right there.
Yeah,
till we meet you next week, everybody.
Yes.
Peace out.
Same time, same place. Yeah, the Active FM, where Christ music is
hot music.
Pa, 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 pa.
Bless up. At 17, I killed myself and treated death. I took a plunge after just a few steps. I popped out the water and I beat my chest. Like, man's ain't ready for the new bets. These days, I swear, y'all be obsessed. Really with the who's and the who's next. Look, man's don't care, I don't be impressed. They can keep the number one, man, I'm too blessed. They don't even rap a 100 when it's silly ends. 98, but I came to get my 2 cents. Done chose my side, I don't need defense. James Harden, but I didn't play for Houston. I'm the Baird in Toronto, come and see the mans. Still hanging, only cutting off loose ends. I got layers in Toronto, win the East and West. Both sides, you would think I pay 2 rents. Maybe like Bruce Wayne picking up loose change. This is all just a big waste of my time. Sort of like Lupe battling 2 Chainz. Is it all just a big waste of my rhymes? I could go 2 ways, I could go Wu-Tang. Leave it all just a bit vague in disguise.
I can do a groove thing, I sing a smooth thing, I sing along to a hit they memorize.
I had to go for the next, had to sever ties. A lot of hipsters, but I love it when the heads roll. And though I show a lot of love to the other guys, they keep it mono, ain't mono, never stereo. But their doom prophecies never scare me though. I know soon they gon' see and they gon' hear me though. And if they don't show me love, I still show them love. I just point them to the crucifixion and the burial and the resurrection. Woo!
Yeah. 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 If they don't show me love, I still show them love. I just point them to the crucifixion and the burial and the resurrection.
I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, nothing in this world can hold me. They be acting like they know me, but I never let the negativity control me. My mama once had told me to give God all the glory. Then she went home to glory. Now I never stop rapping even if they stone me. Some of them looking like mannequins. See the hate that's in their eyes. Jealous of my moves, looking like Anakin. Really Vader on the rise. I got a gang of homies. All of us are living cozy. Cause we know what we believe in. No mistake, I'm talking Jesus. All you gotta do, receive him. I promise I was a sinner even before I was a fetus. I promise I was a heathen even before I started breathing. Was a thief before I started stealing. Backbiter before I started teething. I came right back scoring bigger buckets. Tried to pass but they gave me no reason.
Look, once I was 7 years old, I think Lucas Graham said it best. That's the age when my mama died, then I moved out to the west. Saga City where I laid low, only move when he say so. Once I was 20 years old, 3 years prior I committed my soul to the Lord, but at 20 I was still getting into plenty trouble feeding my flesh with the internet junk food. Then I turned 30 years old, I was like, man, what am I doing with the mic? Can the kids still relate to what I'm doing in my life? Well, someone's gotta show them how to do it right. Before you know it, I'll be 40 years old. Before the time comes, hope my story's been told. Matter of fact, right here, right now, story's getting told. I just hope you brought a cup, cause I'm pouring out my soul. Boy's about to blow. Woo!
Welcome to the Prayer for Salvation. This is simply a video I've put together where I'd like to pray for anyone within the sound of my voice. All I ask you to do is to agree with me as we seek our Father God. Choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision you will ever make. Remember, it's not about how you feel after you pray. When the Bible says it, that settles it, and God promises to save you when you ask. God's word promises, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation for you, regardless of your past. Your part is to simply believe and receive. So the very moment you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass in your spirit, and when you're born again, there's a brand new you. Pray out loud after me. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Thank you, Jesus.